It's the Freedom Talk Show with Veronica.
So for me, one of my big faith things this year is that I really want to find, I don't want to say that I'm struggling with anything this year. So what do I mean by that? I can recognize I have an issue in something, but I'm now working my faith with, okay, God, so how are you helping me with this issue now? So talking about this thing arising, it's no longer an issue. It's something me and God are working on. Do you get? Because I found a sustainable way to manage myself. So with the question, I found a sustainable way to manage myself. So that sometimes is, like, I've taught my kids how to meditate. So when I've had, we all are going to meditate together. We're going to lie down. And in that, I'm comforted by them. I'm also teaching them, in case that spirit wants to try my children, they are also learning tools on how to manage ourselves. Because I think sometimes we put so much speed, we push so much pressure, and if it's not now, we think God hasn't done it, because that's what we're taught.
Yeah,
because that's what I'm taught, to quickly get the tithe. Let's be real. And quickly drop your money so God took and quickly bless you. But the truth of the matter, God wants you to drop what you are comfortable with outside of tithe. He wants you to drop what your spirit freely needs you to drop, so that later on you can do more. I think the organicness of faith is what is really plaguing people. They think that it's not a big burst of something. No, it's just like a friendship. If your friend continuously shows up for you, before you can even say she's your best friend, would she not have been showing up for years? Would she not have shown that consistency? And if she's not doing it for a reason, she's doing it because she loves you and because it comes naturally to her to be there for you. Do you get that? Is exactly same genuine relationship that God wants, because people have faith for what they want. They don't have faith in God for everyday living. And it's believing God for this. Why can't you just believe God because He created you and you are created to worship? Because not everybody is going to be rich. This faith can even carry that kind of dream. And I know why people are saying, ah, what do you mean? I don't have enough faith. But the truth of the matter is, while I cannot measure your faith, if you have been proclaiming and professing and all that, and it didn't happen with the God who has promised to give you everything, surely there's something you are doing. So guess what? You might believe, but you've not written a business plan. You might believe, but you are still following that rich uncle because they are going to give you everything at once, and because your pastor has told you God will pour out a rich blessing. I believe God kind of measures His blessing to your efforts too. And what I mean by that is, yes, if my business has gone through a certain level, I've put in processes in place, and now everything is running smoothly, there's high demand, of course God can turn around and say, okay, Sean, here's the $20 million you need. If He gave me the $20 million before then, would I have used it well? You know, so it's faith that trains. It's faith that trains. Because if you truly believe in this thing that you believe God has placed in your heart, you need to stop doing whatever you can to get better. I'll give you an example. God showed me my son as a worship leader. God showed me as an evangelist. He has shown me that I'm going to be an evangelist, and I'm going to be doing training and speaking to a lot of women. So I'm not doing it now, but I've started small. I've started, like, 2-3 years ago, I started writing a manual for Rona Beauty and Mentorship Academy. And I'm still working on it small.
Glory.
I decided to start with the practical finance steps. And then the next one is how to build a business with God. But I'm using my own personal experience, as I've had something to do. I'll go and open the book and write a little bit of that one down and put something together. Can you see how it's not happened yet? It's not something that I can see on the horizon. But my faith, you see, because it starts off as hope, then it grows to faith, then that faith becomes to seeing, and then that seeing becomes tangible. You can start to smell it. You can start to feel it. You know, you just start running into people, divine appointments to meet people who will also encourage that faith. But it's what you focus your mind on.
Mm.
You know, mm. I believe anything that I believe God for, I truly believe is real. Like, I can see it, I can smell it. And sometimes even at work, I'm just like to my staff, can you not see the people? I'm so stressed about it. I think it's the patience that comes with faith too.
Mm. So your new business, we're almost wrapping up here. I want to talk about a new business, your baby that you just launched not long ago. Can you tell me a little bit about it? And then I'll have you pray for anyone who is still finding it hard to forgive. I'll have you share prayer with us, and then we'll call it a day. I love this interview so much. But anyway, tell us about your business. The clothing line is beautiful. I'm so excited.
Thank you so much. So Body Politics, actually, the major launch and the major change in how things went was very much in the foundation of forgiveness. So I started... Mm. The idea of it came to me in 2016, mm-hmm. and I had started with a friend of mine. I put together some basic sketches of what I think would be really cool as a, you know, as a thing.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, because I didn't understand faith then, mm-hmm. my own thing was then when God gave me the money, I'll do it. Do you get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And so my faith allowed me to register the business, but my mm-hmm. faith left. I was doing what we mostly do, which is we start and we'll be looking at God, and God is there looking at us.
Yeah.
Looking at ourselves. So I just figured that it wasn't God's will, lie number one, you know, and when it was his will, he'll give me the money. 2 years later, this thing now comes back to my mind. I said, God, you know what? I feel like I'm going to diversify into fashion, but let me just chill because I don't want to be too reckless. I went to my lunchtime meeting, and one of the ladies came up to me and she said, Sharon, the Holy Spirit, I don't know, when I just saw you, the word diversify just came to me. The word diversify. So I was not like, okay, God, no problem. So I started praying, God, listen, I've done fashion business before. I don't want wahala. Please, I beg, help me and know what I'm doing. So I prayed about it. 1 week passed, 2 weeks passed. And you know, when you pray accurately, you are supposed to get answers. Mm. So the answer, go and read this book. The answer might be no. The answer might be hold on and it will come to you. But there's an answer. There's a conclusion to that gist, whatever it may be. It might just, you might not be spiritually discerned to see the answer. It might be in front of you, but God has not opened your eyes to see, or you've not asked for your eyes to see it, or your focus is wrong. All sorts of things. It can be as little as praying and then turning on the TV immediately. You blocked that avenue where God could have given you a response, and you started to fill your mind with other things. 1 Timothy 1 verse 19, cling to your faith in Christ and keep your conscience clear. For many have deliberately violated their conscience as a result have shipwrecked their faith. So when you wake up in the morning, you don't pray, you are violating your conscience. When you wake up in the morning, you don't read your Bible, you are violating your conscience. When you are not putting God first, you are violating your conscience. And as a result, your faith becomes shipwrecked because you stop believing. You start doing the same thing like the people of the world. You start, you know, I'm a wig maker. And we specialize in fixing wigs. I have probably fixed all of my competitors' wigs. And when the customer wants to start talking negatively about them, I'll just say, oh, I'm so sorry, man. Let me just go and check on your wig. And that's the end of that conversation. I am friends with every wig maker. I even had one popular one on my TV show the other day. We hung out personally. We comment on each other's page. If they are looking beautiful, I tell them they're beautiful. If I like their hair, I will call them and buy. Do you get, it's not that serious because I serve a God fighting for me and he has already destined my success. So I don't need to fight with you.
Yeah.
That means I trust God. I don't need to talk about you a kind of way because that means I trust God. So that one is there. So I now did it, and I now prayed to God. And I said, God, what's going on? And he kept saying, Sharon, call your friend and apologize. And there's been someone I've been meaning to reach out to and talk to her about an incident that had happened. And was I wrong in some ways? Was she wrong in some ways? But overall, I was the more offending party, if you want to look at the story from the bigger picture. And God made me, over the years, because we hadn't spoken in a long time, God made me go and review the situation. So he had even prepped me for the gist. So I said, okay, fine. I texted her that, okay, can we meet up? And she said, sure. So I went to see her, and I just took full responsibility. I didn't even bring up what she did. I just said, this is the situation. This is what happened. And I know this is the impression that you had at that time. You know, I was not able to put my own personal feelings to one side, and I responded in a way that was not right. I just really want to ask for your forgiveness, and I'm really, really sorry for what it is that I did. That is how to apologize. Not, I'm sorry if what I did. What you did pained that person. So stop saying, what you did hurt that person's feelings. So say you're sorry. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yes.
And tell them how it will never happen again. That is an apology. That was what I gave her. And she said that, you know, she did not apologize back to me. And guess what? I didn't care, because I had already settled it with God. I don't apologize to you for you to apologize to me. I apologize to you. Have the character of Christ. So if you apologize to me back, then that is just a bonus. To let me know that still hope in this friendship and all that. But if you can't apologize, that lets me know that, okay, God, this person still operates in pride. And if I decide that I'm going to be friends with them, I better be prepared for this to happen again. It comes down to the life that you are trying to live. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I apologize. And you know, it was kind of weird because I didn't want to just leave this place. So I was just thinking about what I was doing. And I said, oh, I want to start body politics. Blah, 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 but I'm looking for somebody to help me. Blah, blah. She now said, oh, I have the number for this girl that I think will be good for you. That's how she now gave me the number. And can I tell you, this girl single-handedly introduced me to my fabrics manager. She set me up with my people in Turkey. We're already working on another clothing line. We're doing so many projects together. Though she doesn't work with me personally, my point is she set me up. And to make that story more interesting, initially I just wanted to work with Turkey. I said, you know, I was part of Africa, stop, blah, 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 let me just work with Turkey and all that. And this is before COVID. Do you understand? You know, I'm going to travel, I'm going to do all these things. So when COVID now hit, the Holy Spirit still impressed these things on me. And so I had gone as far as communicating with a Turkish factory. Sketches were deposits for samples I'd made. I'd paid my consultants. That's how I now prayed. I said, God, where's the meaning of this money now? And God told me, Sharon, just leave Turkey for now because of COVID. Go to the market. Everything you are looking for is in the market. Do you understand?
And this is Nigeria.
This is Nigeria. This is 2020 June, May 2020. This just happened last year. I went there. I even went to the girl. She was complaining the whole time. And then she was saying, what about fabrics? And I said, when there's markets, when there's another bigger market for fabric, that, well, let me check what they have in Nigeria first, because I don't have money to be exporting. I cannot deal with the American exchange rates. It's making everything too expensive. So we bought a few items, and one person made some samples. They weren't too good. And I told her, listen, girl, I need somebody who is going to really know what to do. She introduced me to my factory manager. We start production. Now, I started production, and I've seen that I can make a lot of things in Nigeria. I have one big $50,000 bill now with these people in Turkey. So I go back to my God. HS, wahala. Now, I'm going to spend money expanding my business in Nigeria. I've set up my factory. I've seen a means. It's almost like making this new one redundant. Are you sure that I should go ahead with it? That, in fact, gets me out of this deal. That's how 2 weeks later, I'd even forgotten about it. I said, God, just get me out of this deal. You see, I'm trying to sort out my finances. The debt is too much. The girl calls me that, the factory have canceled your order.
Oh, God.
They're going to refund back your money.
Do you understand?
I was just like, what? Look at God.
You yourself now. Thank God.
So when she, even this new collection now, even as she's doing it, she knows that we're making things locally. Because God told me, in Nigeria, for Nigerians, by Nigerians, I will sort you out. Even the other day, we did not have all the money. I'm still even paying salaries from January. That's real talk. You understand? Entrepreneur life. You know, I'm still paying. And I still have to show up, and I talk to my staff, I apologize, I let them know that, you know, we're trying our best. And everybody's coming together because they understand that it's a tough period and they see that I'm trying. So then that's how I was getting new machines, because not new, more machines, because we couldn't keep up with capacity or what we're doing. I went to my dad was like, oh, I have some machines downstairs. But me, I'm thinking, which sewing does this guy, because you know me, I'm buying in machines. I thought it was all this granny. I get there, three of the machines that I was going to need to buy this week.
Wow.
And I didn't know how I was
going to it. How did your dad even have that? That is amazing.
He had a tailor that he used to let the guy work in his house. He doesn't like people taking his clothes away. Absolutely. So he said, yeah, and then he can be moving from there. So that's what even, you know, caused all of that one to not happen. So, you know, and that's where I find myself now. And even as I'm doing the business, God is showing me how to re-strategize. He's showing me how to market it in a new way, which way to it, be more efficient. You know, it's a labor of love from God. This for sure. And I'm excited because, you know, we're going to do Body Politics Kids, which, you know, it will be like my kids' businesses. I'm starting for them. We have the menswear. So all I'm saying is I don't have all the solutions. And I right now, I've told God I need about a certain amount of people. I've told him the type of personality I want them to have. I've told him the type of skill that I want them to have, which area I want them to live in. You guys, I don't mess around with God, though. I am very specific. I was looking for my staff housing. We looked all over the place because I have God perspective. I could have rented a house far, but it's big. I know my staff. Work ethic would have gone down. They'll be tired. They'll always be stuck in traffic. What's the difference between them staying there and going to their own house? So many things. I thank God, as we originally agreed, this is my budget. I want this place walking distance from my office. Thank you. They continue to see different places. We kept on, anyone with that, we agreed, they kept on rejecting it until the next road of my house, like they can literally walk the next road of the office. That's where we are able to rent a place. So what I'll tell you about faith is it's not only for you to be, it's good to have faith, but it's good to be specific about it. It's good to be specific about it. If God wants, Romans 14:4, if God wants to change anything about your request, he will come and talk to you about it. He will reason with you and as to why this is a better option, or, you know, that is a better option. So more to come. Very excited about the future.
I'm just so happy for you. I mean, like, before we even started, I said, you know, you don't know someone, but you feel like you've known them for the longest time, because you see that honesty and that light, and your light is brightened, you know. And sometimes it takes a stranger, you know, to tell us that your light is shining, because I live all the way in Oregon, you know what I mean? And for me to I used to live in DC and I just moved here. I got married and I moved down here. So for me to see that light and it's just shining, I was just telling my husband, I said, I want to talk to her. You are just so vibrant and so positive. And I love that you love Jesus and it makes it even more beautiful. And the way you talk about your staff and how you love your work ethics, everything about you is just incredible. Can you take a minute to pray with us for anyone out there who is having a hard time forgiving someone, you know, for abuse or anything that they went through, that they are having a hard time letting go of, you know. I know that you said it's a process, but I will personally say that you are there, and some of us still need to get there.
So, you see, what I will tell you about this forgiveness thing, once you mastered forgiving a certain type of thing, you will get introduced to a whole new challenge of which you will have to forgive, because the greater the doors you pass through, the greater the adversaries, which is why we must continue to understand that there's a growth thing. So as your faith grows, your expectation should grow. As your forgiveness grows, so should your capacity to forgive grow. Do you understand? But you're going to have more challenges because you are going somewhere. Because the whole point is the enemy doesn't want you to get there. If you can use forgiveness as your stumbling block, he will use it. If you can use addiction, food addiction, as your stumbling block, he will get there. Because people think addiction is just alcohol. It can be sugar. Do you understand?
Oh my God, Sharon, God is speaking through you right now.
Yes.
God is speaking through you.
That is a huge issue for me, sugar. Wow. So many other things. So definitely, let's pray. But let's pray with the understanding that once we master to forgive this, get ready. Because you're going to have to forgive another one. Because what are we doing? We are being trained to be more like Christ. And if nothing God can't forgive, there technically should be nothing that we cannot forgive either. Those people that hug people that kill their children and hug people that kill their loved one, that is God hugging them. That is God activating himself. It is their spirit man in full force, showing all their muscles. And it is the strength of God that gives you that capacity. You cannot forgive by yourself. Stop trying to do it, because the forgiveness of this world is fake, it's conditional, and it's temporary. It is fake, it's conditional, and it's temporary. And the reason it's fake is because the source is fake. Source is not the Holy Spirit helping you with that forgiveness. I'm not saying you won't forgive. I'm saying you might not fight with this person, but it will always plague you. When you think about it, will pain you, or you will get angry again. You know all those, you know, by the time you replay it, or you start having the monologue in the mirror about what you would have told them if it was, you know, all this rehashing is the act of the enemy. It's not good. It's not something that God wants us to be participating. Why? Because it's distraction for where he has predestined us to be. He wants us to get all these fruits under control, so we know how activate self-control. We know how and when to activate forgiveness. We know when and how to activate kindness, because they are all, do you get, they are all mixed together. Because you can't hold one and still be mean to them. So you've developed forgiveness, but you've not developed the fruit of kindness. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Which is why we have to balance it. So anyway, let's pray.
Okay.
Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you. We thank you for spiritual intelligence. We thank you for emotional intelligence. We thank you because we have latitude with you. We can come to you on every and any subject in the tongue that we best understand, because you are the embodiment of forgiveness. So even while we are talking to you, whether we are saying it in the wrong way, you are already forgiving us. May we understand how fragile we are. May we understand how damaged we are, not from a place of condemnation, but from a place of humility, understanding that it is nothing but God's grace that is helping us and developing us and keeping us daily. Oh Lord, we ask that the word of God teach us about forgiveness, that you break it down for anybody that's going through anything right now, that you break it down. And so that we can spread it before you, we can go into the minutest details, because we know, God, that you don't get tired of hearing from us. You don't get tired of our you don't get tired of our problems. So may we continue to come to you with reckless abandon. May we come to you with holy boldness. May we come to you with audacity to bring our problems before you, to say everything exactly as they are, so that we are starting from a true and honorable foundation. When we are honest with you, Lord, that means we understand your gentle nature. Mm-hmm. We understand you are and who you will be for us in that time. And Lord, those people struggling with forgiveness, and I include myself, may we know where we are at. May we understand what season we are in. May we understand where we are on this situation so we can come to you genuinely. Thank you, Lord, because we are opening our ears. We are meditating on your responses. We listen clearly to your instruction, and we understand that it takes time. Help us to be patient with you, Lord. Help us to be patient with ourselves. Help us to grow in the understanding of who you are and who you want us to be. Forgiveness is ours, Lord. Forgiveness comes easy to us by the grace of God. It is our desire to be more like you and to be free from the shackles and the bondage of unforgiveness. Mm-hmm. Lord, anyone who might be feeling right now that they don't have anyone that they need to forgive, remind them and educate them on who they need to release in their mind. And for those people who might not be able to deal with the offending party directly, they might have been raped, they might have been abused, they might have been ill-treated, they might still be in the ill-treatment, Lord, give them the wisdom to know where they are, give them the grace to endure, and give them the power to move on, whether it be getting themselves out of that situation, or it might be something I don't want to use the word basic, but it might just be they need to forgive. Lord, help us to forgive help us to deal with our forgiveness with you first before we deal with anybody else. Thank you, Lord, because every time we forgive, we become stronger and we become more like you and we become more empowered to find our rhythm with you, so that nothing can stop us from reaching where you have predestined us to be. When we are faced with challenges, while the person is offending us, your word says we will start to forgive immediately. Lord, we strive to be more like you. Develop our fruits of faith, develop our fruits of forgiveness, because they truly work hand in hand. Lord, help us to remember that when we do not forgive, we are blocking our ability to allow you to work great things in our lives. Thank you, Lord, for those who have forgiven. May they continue to strengthen and grow in their ability. Thank you, Lord, for those who are in the process of forgiving. May you convince them and reason with them to find reasons for forgiveness. And thank you for those who have not forgiven, who don't feel the need to forgive, who don't recognize it, and may their hearts be convicted by the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. This is such a great subject. Thank you, Lord, for using me to talk through you. Bless everyone under the sound of my voice, and may your name be glorified. May your name always be put forth. May the character of Christ be motivated, be promoted, be exalted, and be made famous throughout this earth. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. We love you. We thank you, Holy Spirit. We thank you, sweet Jesus. We thank you, Heavenly Father. You guys are the dream team. You work miracles, and we ask that you continue to work miracles in our life today. In Jesus' mighty and wonderful and precious and never failing and all-powerful name we pray. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen, 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 amen. Sharon, thank you, thank you, thank you so much for this blessing you bestowed on us today. You guys, I'm going to leave all of Sharon's information in the link below. Make sure you subscribe to this channel and make sure you follow her Instagram page. I'll send you all the links under the subscription so that you guys can follow up and see what she's up to. She's truly a blessing to many. On this note, I would like to thank you all for joining us today on the Freedom Talk Show with Veronica, and God bless you all.